So locally around the county, we were saying it is a very busy weekend ahead. There's the likes of EP. There's a few of the local festivals taking place, such as Fail in a Salon, Salon's Tradfest. Also taking place tomorrow is the Pat Smullen Race Day in aid of Cancer Trials Ireland. It's returning to the Curragh race course. It's including a host of events and activities to raise funds for Cancer Trials Ireland. And joining me now on the line is Evan Arkwright, Racing and Sponsorship Manager at the Curragh race course. Evan, good morning. Thanks again for holding the line there.
Yeah, good morning, Hannah. Good to talk to you. This is the fourth of our four August weekends, and you know, it's probably the most important because it's raising money for a very good cause.
Of course, I was going to say it's a big day in the Curragh calendar, but obviously a personal meaning for the racing community as well. One of those, the big ones where everyone or every second person has been affected in some way by cancer, and this is what the day is all about tomorrow.
For sure, yeah. And it's nice, I suppose, to remember the Pat Smullen, who was a champion jockey, had huge connections to the Curragh, being the stable jockey of Dermot Weld, who's only across the road from us here. And his family, his wife Frances and his three kids have wanted and to work with us to collaborate, to keep his memory going and obviously raise money for a very good cause. So it's quite unbelievable that over the last 4 years of the Pat Smullen Cancer Trials charity race, which is the eighth race tomorrow, well over €1 million has been raised, which goes directly into pancreatic cancer research. So it's been terrific. And again, we've got a huge response. There's 19 riders lining up. They've already raised well in excess of 100,000 between the 19 of them.
Wow.
And great to see a real sort of eclectic mix of people taking part, including the great Nina Carberry, but a lot with Kildare connections. Hannah, you've got Tara Hayes, you've got Alistair Weld, who's the grandson of Dermot, you've got Francis and Owen Fagan, who are doing terrific work, the two brothers, and you've got Annie O'Neill. They're just some of the riders, but they're the ones that have the local connection.
Of course, and we were speaking to Nina actually earlier on the show. We did mention at the end that she is coming out of retirement for tomorrow's races. Looking at those races, and as you were saying, 19 riders being featured, what are the key ones on the cards tomorrow?
Yeah, it's a really good programme, Hannah, from start to finish. As you said, it's a busy weekend in the county and elsewhere for sport and other attractions. But yeah, the first race is at 1:18. Some very good racing. Newtown Annor Stud Stakes, the Snow Fairy Stakes, there's two English runners in that. The Tote Irish Cambridgeshire, which is one of the most competitive, are the legend of Big Gossie, who's one of our favourite racehorses here at the Curragh. He'll be carrying top weight. And you've got the Audi Nace Nursery as well, and the Hyder Family Stables Round Tower Stakes. So it's a really good programme. And then the Pat Smullen Cancer Trials Ireland charity race brings the day to a close at 5:25. And there'll be lots going on. It'll be a really good day. And then before racing, we have the Curragh to Curragh Cycle, which is taking place as well, also to raise money. And that starts at the Curragh and then finishes here during racing tomorrow.
I was going to bring up that charity cycle. I mean, how many people are taking part in that tomorrow?
Well, hopefully, hopefully the weather will be kind to us. Mm. So the aim is, there's well over 100 cyclists taking part. But the big thing for that is trying to break this Guinness Book of Records, world records, with regards to the number of people wearing a yellow cyclist jersey. So we'll be handing those out and getting everyone to wear one to try and break this record, which I think has to be 270 people wearing a yellow jersey tomorrow. So that'll be a bit of fun, and also, I suppose, you know, again, it will raise profile on what we're doing tomorrow to raise money for a great cause.
Of course. And Evan, now looking ahead, tickets, can people show up on the day? What's the story there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can go to curragh.ie, obviously, and buy in advance. But if you just come here on the day, you can buy your tickets. And obviously, under-18s accompanied by an adult are free as well. And once we get tomorrow over, we look forward to Irish Champions Festival, which is in 2 weeks' time, which is probably one of the high points of our season.
Amazing. Evan, thanks so much for joining us on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Evan Arkwright, Racing and Sponsorship Manager at the Curragh Racecourse. Again, the Pat Smullen Race Day in aid of Cancer Trials Ireland is returning to the Curragh Racecourse tomorrow, Saturday, August 29th. It will host include a host of events. They are all of the races, 19 riders are taking part. And as well, there is that charity cycle taking place. And it's all for Cancer Trials Ireland, the leading cancer research trials organisation in Ireland. But Evan, thanks again for joining us on the show and letting listeners know about that race day taking place tomorrow. Do keep your messages coming in, 0833 97 97 97. The KFM text line with